Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, a moment to stop in our busy lives and listen to God. Nehemiah chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. I confess that we have sinned against you. Yes, even my own family and I have sinned. We have sinned terribly by not obeying the commands, decrees, and regulations that you gave us through your servant Moses. My car has gone in for service today. A few minutes ago, I received a video on my phone from the garage in which I saw a mechanic giving me a guided tour of the underside of the vehicle, pointing out all its imperfections and indicating the work that would be needed over the next few months. Whether I liked it or not, I needed to know the facts and face up to them. In a sense, that's what happens when we come into the presence of a holy God. The truth about our lives is suddenly revealed. The fact is that we are sinners, and we live in a community that is sinful. Nehemiah knew that he had to be absolutely honest with God. At times we like to play games with ourselves and make out that we're really not that bad. We open the newspapers and compare ourselves with people who have committed appalling crimes, and we feel better about ourselves. We would never do such things. But the reality is that we're all sinners. We fall short of God's perfect standards, and we need his forgiveness if we're ever going to live in partnership with him. The wonderful truth is that if we are willing to confess our sins, then God is willing to forgive us and set us free. When Jesus died on the cross, he took upon himself the full weight of our sin. Nehemiah's words remind me of Isaiah, who, when he faced the holiness of God, felt thoroughly depressed. He cried out, "It's all over. I'm doomed, for I'm a sinful man. I have filthy lips, and I live amongst the people with filthy lips." But the wonderful fact is that it wasn't all over, because God sent a seraphim to cleanse his lips. Praise God that when we confess our sins, he is willing in the same moment to forgive us and set us free to live our lives to the full. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the amazing and liberating gift of forgiveness. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.